It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's right. It is a Thirsty Thursday. If you're in the building, put your name in our raffle box. You'll have a chance to win tickets to the Colts and the Texans game, tickets to U of H and K-State, tickets to U of H and Utah. Also, we are giving up two different $25 Visa gift cards as well as a Bud Light game, all courtesy of Bud Light. All you got to do is sign your name. We've got things over there where you can sign your name, put it in the raffle box, and you'll have your chance to win one of our six prizes today. So you don't have to put your Social Security card down. You don't have to put your address, sign your name. You'll have a chance to win. So that's what's going on here today as we are live here in Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, right off Tomball Plaza, or Parkway, excuse me, Tomball Parkway, very, very near Willowbrook Mall. So come hang out with us till 6 o'clock. To hear from Kate Stover, the rookie tight end, coming up here in just a minute. Hey, Clint and Tyler, I know you all know this as well as others. Maybe the game of the year in college football. I know we've had some one versus twos. And I know last week we had two versus three. But this Texas-Georgia game feels like it is going to be kind of looked at as the game of the year to start right now. And I'm asking you, Clint, I know you follow this. Tyler, you just can't be objective.
guilty.
Although you may be able to do it here after you take it. To me, I've learned when Tyler gets the first stuff out, the hatred stuff out, then he can become a little bit more objective. But do the Longhorns, do they have the quarterback advantage in this game?
Oh, I would say so.
You think so? Because, see, Carson Beck coming into the year was the guy that I think a lot of people looked at as, like, he may be a first-round pick. He may be the number one pick. He may be – like, thought he was the potentially the best pro prospect coming out of the college football season going into the draft next year. I don't think that is the case the way he has started this year. Quinn has missed a couple of games, had a little slow start against Oklahoma, but picked it up a bit in the second half. But you think Texas has the quarterback advantage, and you trust Quinn more than you trust Beck?
Yeah, I do. I trust Quinn more than I trust Beck. I mean, I just think Quinn – first of all, he's got the resume advantage. If you just look at the small sample size of this year, I mean, he played his best football, maybe the best football that we've ever seen him play against Michigan in Michigan. Now you look at it because Michigan isn't the team that everybody thought they were with Harbaugh gone and all the pieces that they
lost.
That
defense is still good, though.
Yeah, the defense is really good, and at the time, the defense is really good, and that stadium's a tough place to play. And he went down there and played his best ball. You know, you look at Beck, I didn't fine tooth comb the Georgia Alabama game, but he had three interceptions in that game.
And he came on in the late third quarter, fourth quarter,
and his team ended up losing. So, with the exception of that, there's not a whole lot on on Georgia's schedule that really turns you on. In my opinion, you know, they won right out of the gate against Clemson. That ended up just being a shellacking by the time the game was over.
Yeah, but not a lot with him though. You know, it didn't seem
good completion percentage, good yardage, but it wasn't like watching that game. You didn't go, that's Heisman, that's number one overall draft pick, that's the best quarterback in the country. You just didn't watch it. And I'll be honest with you,
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I've never Carson Beck to me is tangibly a really good player, obviously. And has all the measurables, and he's going to turn all the scouts on. He's going to drill well. He's going to combine well. But there's, you know, we're at a point in college football where that guy, most quarterbacks are crowned before they ever do anything if they're built the right way. He's one of those guys that was crowned way too early. The fact that he felt the need to announce his return to the Georgia Bulldogs program last year, to announce that he wasn't going to go in the draft, he was coming back to Georgia, that was one that I laughed at. I'll be honest with you, I completely laughed at it. Not that he couldn't have got drafted, but that was a healthy quarterback draft, and here this guy has a very small sample size, and he's going to announce he's not – he was coming back all the entire time. And so, I like Carson Beck's ability. I like his high ceiling. But right now, Quinn Ewers is the better quarterback. He's got the better resume. He's got the most impressive, like, most recent game versus Michigan. So, I like Quinn Ewers, and I'll be honest with you. For me personally, I don't even think it's close.
Really?
Yeah.
The best way that I can describe it, Clint, is I think that Beck is more physically talented than Quinn.
No question.
But to me, it just seems like the difference between the two, you just watch him play. As you said, Beck will drill well. If you get him out there, he'll drill well. But I don't know if he's just fluent.
He just hadn't had that moment yet. Yeah. He hadn't had that taking ownership in the game and owning that offense. I don't think he has. Now, I'm sure some folks from Georgia will tell you different, but I have not seen that from him yet, and I have seen that from Quinn Ewers. Now, we're talking about two of the best quarterbacks in college football, so all my sensitive folks out there, relax a little bit. I just would prefer Quinn Ewers over Carson Beck.
Yeah, in this thing. All right, big game in Austin, and also a big game in Green Bay and Lambeau, and let's bring in Cade Stover, rookie tight end, who is making his way, man. You could see him getting better and better each and every week. First off, man, Cade, we appreciate you joining us and taking some time out.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it.
All right, Cade, I'm curious from you. We saw some real improvements in the run game in this game against the Patriots as Mixon got loose and Damian Pierce returned and got loose, and you were involved in that. We saw you being kind of moved around in that. From your perspective, what did you see as kind of the difference in the run game this week and what you guys did compared to the previous week where it didn't seem as smooth?
I felt like everybody was confident in what they were doing for the most part. And me just getting downhill and playing fast, that's really what we're trying to pride ourselves on.
Well, Cade, what about you personally, man? I don't think the physical side of the game has ever been or ever will be a problem for you. But being relatively new to the tight end position, especially at the NFL level, man, just like with your game right now, how confident are you? Where do you feel like you're really picking things up? Where do you feel like you have to keep drilling to make sure you stay on top of it?
I think there's always going to be something to keep drilling. I mean, every aspect of things, especially as new to the position as I am. But, I mean, the game's starting to slow down for me here a little bit. I'm starting to see things better and just be more confident in what I'm doing.
Hey, isn't it crazy, Cade? I was a quarterback when I played. It was like a flip of a switch. When the game slowed down for me, it literally was one day at practice. We were in a combined, or what do you call it, joint practice. Hell, I think it was with the Texans back when you were about 4 years old. And Cade, it was like I remember I took a snap. I was getting some run with the ones instead of the threes as a third string quarterback. And I remember it was like, damn, this is what it feels like playing with starters. This is the game just slowed down for me in literally the flip of a switch. Did that happen for you at any point in time, or has it been a slow, gradual move?
It's been a slow early on in the season. I was playing a lot of fullback and like back in the backfield. And then when Brevin went down, that's kind of when things sped up for me a little bit, going back on the line. I was kind of getting used to having a little bit of space to figure yourself out before you made contact as opposed to being up on it. But I think the Jacksonville game is kind of the game that, like, things I felt like, okay, like, you're back to who you are and you're back to things are slowed down. You're seeing things a little bit better.
Cade Stover joins us here as the Texans get prepared to play the Packers here in Lambeau. And listen, you guys are off to a great start, 5-1 start. And for you, as you said, you've been able to pick things up. For you, what's for you the next step here? As you said, the Jacksonville game, you started to pick things up and things have kind of slowed down a bit. What's the next step in your game personally as you guys continue the rest of the season?
I'm just trying to play as fast as I can in every situation I'm in and just do, I mean, whatever they ask of me. I'm not really, as a rookie, I mean, you're not really in the spot to be like, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. So, I mean, I'm just doing whatever they ask of me, whatever we can do to help this team win and keep winning ball games. So whether that's in the pass game, whether that's in the run game, whatever it is,
Kate, well, in your mindset, just again digging into your game and your approach, man, how much of your mindset is let me get my hands on whoever I'm responsible for, and I'm gonna arrive violently and do damage. From a physicality standpoint, how much of that do you focus on?
100%, especially like in my role in this offense right now is you're the enforcer. I'm doing a lot of moving around, a lot of motion, a lot of stuff like that. So, I mean, if you can come with a little bit of lead in your pencil, that's always good, and always could set the tone that way.
I can get down with that. I appreciate that. What is let's talk about Green Bay a little bit, man. What does that look like so far? I know obviously you can't give away the secret sauce, but how do you feel about Green Bay? How do you guys matching up? What's the work looking like this week after two heavy days?
Yeah, I mean that's a tough physical football team there. Good, well coached. We're going to have to be on all of it today. Got to be on all the P's and Q's this week and make sure everybody's on the same page and roll off the ball here to be able to do what we want to do here. So, just like I said, it's always about the pad level and running off the ball. That's what it starts with.
Hey, I'm curious, Cade, because you played with CJ before at Ohio State, so you saw him there and you've seen him here. How is he different, if he is at all, as a pro now with the Texans than he was in college?
In my mind, CJ was a pro in college. That's the luxury of being able to go to Ohio State is a big part of it for both of us. I mean, they treat you like a pro. They expect you to take care of your business. If you do, you reap the benefits of it. So to see him continuously grow in his knowledge in the game and just his leadership aspects and stuff, he's an unbelievable person, unbelievable player too, along top of that.
All right. Cade, man, we appreciate you stopping by and taking some time out. I know you guys are really focusing on the game on Sunday, and we appreciate you joining us, and good luck in Green Bay.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Cade Stover. Said yes, sir, to me again, man. I just don't
feel – You're getting old, man. You're 40, bro.
We are getting older, man.
I don't feel
– Hey, Tyler, ain't nobody asked you. Hey, you're getting old, Ron.
I don't feel it, man.
Y'all are getting wisdomous.
Yes, sir, man. I feel like me and him can – like, we can still go play like beer pong together, man. We can still go hit flip cup together. No, don't shake me off. We can. Damn it. And I'm pretty confident I'll whoop Cade's ass, but I feel like he'd be a good. We'd be a good team. I just need to go last. I mean, hey, we ain't got to call me sir. Dang, how old is Cade? You said 4. But Cade's got what? He's got to be about 23, 24. I guess I am.
Yeah, I mean, I bet 24. He was born. I bet he was born in 2000, Damn. 99 or 2000, somewhere in there. He is 24, huh, T?
24. Good.
June 12th, 2000.
There you go, man.
That makes me even feel a little old.
You heard him talk about that lead in the ass. You heard him talk about kind of the physical.
He literally was 4 back in that day.
He was.
When the game slowed down for me, Gene. Literally.
He slowed down. He was 4, yep.
I'll be damned. What a guess.
I was pretty young, too.
You're 40.
What year was that?
That would have been 04, 03, 04.
Oh, okay. I was a teenager.
So was my wife.
I was in college. But no, I mean, you can hear, like, hell, man, what he's focused on, man, let me do what they're telling me to do and let me go and hit somebody.
Yeah.
Let me get physical. And, like, he's somebody where, obviously, the game is – he's learning the game, and he may not know everything that he's supposed to be doing, or he may go the wrong way, or he may do something.
Yeah.
But it does sound like he is a guy that – and by what we've seen, that he's just – he's going to hit something. He's going to get physical at something.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I really like – he's obviously developmental any way you slice it because he hadn't played the tight end position long enough to not be developmental. Now, he is playing it at the fact that he's getting starting reps and running with the ones on an NFL team as short a time as he has played the position is wild to think. And it just makes – it makes me go to a place of, boy, how good can this guy be? The good thing is – is how complimentary he actually is to Dalton Schultz. You know, down the road, I think didn't Dalton sign a 3-year deal? Wasn't it 3-year 36 or 3-year 34 or something like that? So I mean, you've got a 1-2 punch at the tight end position right there, and the 2 and 3 punch being cheaper with Brevin Jordan. I like the 1-2 punch with Cade and Dalton more so than Dalton and Brevin simply because of the physicality, the hand in the dirt, the different kind
Dalton
of tight end.
And Brevin are similar.
Somewhat similar, yeah. I mean, there's a place on this football team for a tight end, regardless where you line him up, whether you motion him, whether you move him, whether you put him in a fullback spot or the tight end spot, or I don't care what, how the wing spot, I don't care where you put him.